We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good afternoon. I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Emily Valdez. Our top story, President Trump set to land at LAX.
Whirlwind of events in Southern California. He'll be heading to Beverly Hills, where he's expected to take part in a briefing with the U.S. Olympic officials, organizers of the Summer Games in 2028. He'll then take part in a roundtable with supporters and also a fundraising dinner. Mr. Trump will also travel to Rancho Mirage tomorrow morning for a fundraising golf outing, also a reception hosted by Oracle Chairman Larry Ellison. He's already lashed out at L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti on Twitter after the mayor and the LAPD chief Michael Moore posted a video in response to reports that Border Patrol officers will be deployed to sanctuary cities, including L.A. Several streets already closed in anticipation of the president's visit.
We're learning more about the murder of three men in a Paris cemetery. Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco said the deaths may be linked to the murder of a man in Mexico back in December, and that earlier murder may be linked to cartels.
We're receiving some of the same information that you are, that it's gang-related, that it's cartel-related. We're looking to all of that, but at this point, we can't confirm one way or the other.
Bianco said the three victims have been identified, but he's not releasing those names until relatives are notified. He says these murders are not related to any other recent homicides in Paris.
LA police looking for potential victims of a woman who's accused of trying to use somebody else's social security number to rent an apartment in Hollywood. 22-year-old from Inglewood arrested last week on suspicion of ID theft. Detectives say they believe she was planning to rent apartments using the victim's info, then sublease them to unsuspecting people. Police believe Courtney Joseph might be involved in other rental scams around L.A. They're asking for any other possible victims to come forward.
The family of a mentally ill man who was shot and killed by L.A. County Sheriff's deputies last year now suing the county with a federal civil rights lawsuit.
Relatives of Marco Vasquez say they were trying to get him help last October. He suffered from paranoid schizophrenia. Deputies, along with a mental health evaluation team, responded to check on him and left, determining he was not a threat or danger to himself. Attorney Michael Carrillo.
If the psychiatric mobile response team had done their job, had been placed Marco Vasquez on a 5150 hold, none of this would have occurred. None of this would have happened. We wouldn't be here.
It was a different group of deputies who responded to a call from the family who ultimately opened fire, killing Vasquez. The sheriff's department has said he was holding a knife to a woman's throat and moved toward the deputies when he was shot, which the family claims is not true. Leticia Vasquez says her firstborn son was her best friend.
They've taken him away from me, and I just want justice.
The family's lawyers say they want the deputies involved fired, and if not fired, retrained. Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
We've reached out to the Sheriff's Department for comment. We're still awaiting the response.
The Antelope Valley Union High School District is going to pay $5 million to settle a case in which a former student was allegedly sexually assaulted by a basketball coach and had his baby.
Attorneys for the girl say it was one of the largest settlements against a California school district in a sexual abuse case involving only one victim, Jane Doe, who used to attend Palmdale High School. She was allegedly assaulted by Marcus Williams, a former basketball coach, and became pregnant. Her attorney, Saul Wolf, says school districts need to protect their kids.
And if it takes them writing a big check to make them realize that policies need to change and children need to be protected, then that's what needs to be done.
Wolf contends his client should never have even met Williams because he had been convicted of burglarizing a vehicle and shouldn't have been hired in the first place.
Not only did he have a prior criminal record, but then he was let go from another school in the area for inappropriately sending text messages to girls on his basketball team.
Williams pleaded no contest to seven felony counts for sexually abusing Jane Doe, and as part of his plea agreement, must register as a sex offender. John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
And we have reached out to the school district.
Is your grocery store doing enough to warn you of recalled food?
A new study looked at 26 of the nation's largest supermarket chains and says 84% of them received a failing grade when it comes to alerting customers of contaminated food. Laura Dehan is a public health advocate with CalPERG, which conducted the study.
They know about it. They have to pull the products off the shelf when there's a recall. If it's a really busy news cycle, public health news might get buried under some bigger story, right? And so having the media be the main way that the public is learning about these recalls isn't really sufficient.
Dehan says supermarkets should use their loyalty programs to issue notices to customers within 48 hours of a recall being announced. Stores might not be responsible for food recalls, but she says that doesn't mean they should be passive bystanders. Chris Seidens, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.